Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 25th day of October 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And I am here in the studios of KSCO and KOMY in beautiful Santa Cruz. And I've driven through here before, but I know why Clint Eastwood and others like to live in this area. I tell you, this is as beautiful as Hawaii or something. Just absolutely a wonderful place to be. And we had an amazing event last night where, well, they sold 750 tickets and they allowed them to have 50 more people come in. It was totally jam-packed. And to be with all these wonderful patriots who love liberty, it was extremely, extremely uplifting. And we're going to have another event tonight at the Coconut Grove as well, right here on the boardwalk on the side of the Pacific Ocean. Obviously, we've got a lot of news and information to cover. We're going to do part two of a live interview with Pastor Lindsey Williams with his inside source and the bombshell information that they laid on him. But we'll just have Lindsey recap it in a segment or two, and then I promise we will open the phone lines up so that you can ask questions of Lindsey Williams coming up. In the second hour today, and we'll also have open phones in the third hour, I also wanted to invite Michael Olson, the general manager of KSCO and KOMY. Of course, KSCO is 1080 AM. Yeah, I wish the AM dial went to 1880. I didn't get much sleep last night, ladies and gentlemen. I was screaming for 4 hours. So AM 1080, and of course, AM 1340 is KOMY. And he was in here talking about the carbon taxes they're trying to put in over California. And I had that in the top of my stack. So I heard him right before I went on air doing a news report in here talking about how they're about to put in a, 20% carbon tax on everything. And how that will devastate their economy. And I happen to have the 60 Minutes report in front of me from PrisonPlanet.com. We have it posted. It's also up on Infowars.com. 60 Minutes shock report. Real unemployment rate 17.5% nationwide. California 22%. Tri-California 29%. The United States 2.7, according to all the top economists we interview and you know, major firms that are mainstream news that have been analyzing this. We've been above 20% for at least 2 years nationwide. So 60 Minutes is, ooh, big shocker, breaking this huge news. But can you imagine what's going to happen once they enforce these carbon taxes? Now, they're trying to do it at the state level because they can't get the Congress to pass it, and the EPA is coming through and ramming it through extrajudicially and extra-legislatively through the EPA, but they're also doing it at the state level, and California is the model for states to do this under Agenda 21, this UN takeover plan of neo-feudalistic serfdom. But then, if you also look at what Schwarzenegger talked about back when he was at the Copenhagen summit that we, of course, exposed and showed for the fraud it was with the ClimateGate emails and documents. He said, I'm going to go back now to the cities and the states, and we're going to do it whether you like it or not. Just ask my friends at Enron. We do what we like. So we're going to be discussing that with Michael Olson, the general manager from on the ground here in California, because as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation, and they definitely have been taken over by the globalists here 100%, but the people of California are waking up to what's happening and speaking out against all of this. So we'll be talking about all that after the quick break that's coming up, and a ton of other economic, military, police state news, you name it. It is all coming up on the other side. Alex Jones here with you live from California, Santa Cruz. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 25th day of October, 2010, on this Monday edition. And coming up in about 25 minutes from now, Michael Olson, General Manager of KSCO AM 1080 here in Santa Cruz. And, of course, also the General Manager of KOMY. We're on both stations, both 1080 and 1340, two great affiliates out here. And I just want to spend a few minutes talking about what happened last night and how amazing it was, and I'm going to get into all the news. But I spoke from about 6:20 until 10, and we had Dr. Stan Monteith, an icon in the Liberty Movement there. Then Sheriff Richard Mack, who just so happened to be in the area, popped in and spoke for about 20 minutes. We also had Joe Bannister, the former armed Treasury agent, who found out that the IRS was basically a mafia collection agency and went public with that. He spoke. In fact, I think I'm going to have him back tonight to pop in because, you know, I got 4 hours to speak. And I was surprised how I probably spoke for 3 hours of the overall 4 hours, or close to 4 hours, and folks didn't get too bored with it. They were, in fact, at 10 o'clock, you know, the venue we had said they, you know, that's when it's over. You've got to open the doors up, and people've got to go. And people are like, please don't go. You know, we've got more questions. And one guy said, don't be like the government. And I'm like, well, okay, I guess we can have a rebellion in here and go, no, we're not leaving. You know, clearly, folks do want to do a big question and answer. So I'll probably just have Mac And Monty, if he wants to speak again, talk for about 10 minutes in Bannister tonight. And then I'll speak for 2 hours or an hour and a half. In fact, I'll ask the crowd. And then we can do an hour and a half of questions if they want. Quite frankly, that's what I liked. It was taking me in all these different directions. But Aaron Dykes was there, great writer for Infowars.com and webmaster and camera guy. And he's seen most of my live speeches, and he thought this was the best. The problem is my voice is pretty blown because I get riled up. And of the almost 3 hours I spoke off and on, I probably was screaming about a third of the time. So we'll see what we'll see what happens with that. But we're going to have a couple folks from the stations here with us. And hopefully when the owner of the station, Michael Zwirling, gets in, because we were out at dinner until about 2 in the morning last night, hopefully when he gets in, I'll drag him in during the third hour. What a character this guy is. This station was built back in the 1940s. What year was it? 1947, and it's an RCA model station. And it's in all the major trade publications, even today. Zwirling was showing me just giant stacks of magazines and news articles, you know, current ones. This is the only station in the country that was built specifically with the whole building to be a radio station according to all those specs. And it's an amazing place. I mean, it's like I've stepped into the 1940s. And it turns out that Michael, when he was in high school, did news and stuff here. And then he made a flatulence noise on the air once joking, and they fired him. They said, "You do not make those noises on KSCO." And then years later, he bought the station, and now, well, now he isn't 16 years old, and he isn't going to make one of those noises. But, hey, maybe I can make it and then get thrown off. The circle is now complete. What an interesting person, and all the great people out here in California, this area of California. I mean, I'll be quite honest. I don't like Southern California very much. Kind of like I don't like Houston. I mean, Houston's a great town. I got a lot of family down there, but it's just, I don't know. It's like I get a bad vibe. I mean, I grew up in Dallas. Now I go back to Dallas and I'm like, ugh, I don't, there's just a bad vibe. But when you get into Central California and all the way up north, it's just like Wonderland or something. I expect, to hear elves singing, "Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, it's off to work we go, la 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 la." And I expect to see Snow White come running out, you know, any minute here. And I tell you, if I didn't love Texas so much and love Austin, which is a great town and has a lot of beautiful things in it, this is the kind of place I'd live. I mean, I know why Clint Eastwood and all these other people want to live in this area, because it has got to be one of the prettiest places I've ever been. I mean, I think this rivals places like Hawaii. I mean, it's just so gorgeous. I mean, even when it was raining the last 2 days here, a lot of stuff happened. You know, I told folks that I was also in California on a secret mission. So we killed two birds with one stone. The station owner who's had us on for a year and a half has really been asking me to come out and speak. And I said, okay, I'm already out there to do something with the television crew. And, you know, when they do these TV shows, it's not Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. I'm a consultant on that, and I think when I'm in 5 of the 8 episodes that are airing. It's not that. It's History Channel, and they really don't want me to talk about it because it spoils the show. But I did, you know, in the agreement I signed with them, and have a little proviso in there that, well, if anybody, I mean, obviously I'll have to talk about this is if while we're here doing this, it ends up in the news. And I haven't searched the term yet to find out if it is in the news. But if it is already in the news, then I'm going to talk about it. But if it's not in the news, I'm not going to talk about it. And you can just wait till it's on television. In fact, I'm not even going to tell you the name of the TV show on the History Channel. But it was insane, and I'm just lucky to be here right now. And they're great folks too, very daring. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm lucky to be here. So that was wild, and it's really hard to not talk about stuff. It's very frustrating. Oh man, but it's just good to be it's good to be back on the radio. And I'll tell you what's really good. We simulcast my entire radio show at prisonplanet.tv, and the viewers love it. The listeners love it. It gets archived. It goes up. It gets grabbed and put all over the web. And, you know, just in the last year and a half or so, just on our channel, 70 million views, just on YouTube of the show. But it It is so much more intimate and relaxing, and I think better when I'm not with lights and cameras on me. And I just, this is what I like about radio. And but PrisonPlanet.tv gets the word out and it funds our operation. But I'm telling you, I'm tempted to smash those cameras. I want to take a ball peen hammer to those things, man. Used to, I could sit there while a guest was talking and eat a breakfast taco or something. Now, even when I go home for dinner, I eat my food in 3 minutes because I got 3 minute breaks. I've like been turned into this animal who can't even enjoy food anymore because I'm on the air 3, 4, 5 hours. Sometimes we do, 6, 7, 8 hours. I did 26 hours just last week or week and a half ago in a marathon broadcast. And my fill-in host, Paul Watson, came in for the last hour. But I am definitely babbling here. It's almost like morning radio, but looking at all this news, we're going to be getting into it today, and we do have Lindsey Williams in part two of the interview we did last week. He'll be with us live, and we're going to mainly take your phone calls for Lindsey Williams. We'll have him recap what his inside former Big Three oil executive told him was going to happen with the economy, and most of what this executive has told him has turned out to come true. Whenever the executive has conjectured, some of it has not come true. But certainly Lindsey Williams, when oil was $50 a barrel, said in the next 3-4 months it's going up to 150, and people said, this guy's nuts. And, no way this is going to happen. And it happened. And he's made a bunch of other big calls through this source. And I know who the source is. I understand Monteith knows who the source is as well. So I know Lindsey Williams is for real on that subject, and we appreciate him joining us. But we'll, be able to get your feedback specifically for Lindsey Williams. Though we don't really screen your calls, except when we have a guest on about a specific topic. And I want to warn you now, when we do take calls for Lindsey Williams, if you call up and start asking me about space stations or Bigfoot or the weather or the stock market, if it doesn't pertain to what, Lindsey specifically, I'm going to have to let you go because he's going to be on with us to specifically talk about those subjects, and we've just got him for an hour. Maybe I'll keep him a little bit longer, but I want to get Michael Zwirling, the owner of these two fine radio stations, AM 1080 KSCO and AM 1340 KOMY, right here in beautiful Santa Cruz, California, which I think if I ever move out of Austin, Texas, this is the kind of place I'd move right here. I tell you, this is just absolutely awesome. Now, we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes, and I talk about this happening a lot. I mean, I look at the news this morning, and I don't even want to cover this. But knowing, as G.I. Joe says, is half the battle, and that is a solution. Part of the solution is facing up to our problems, facing up to who is engineering these problems by design. I mean, mankind doesn't need any help getting ourselves in trouble. But when you've got these agents of chaos, these globalists, constantly trying to screw up the economy to consolidate control, when you've got corruption just running rampant, it's time for people to stop being so naive and really get conscious about what's happening. And here's CNBC, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste and just being completely worthless, like the Weimar Republic Deutsche Mark or the currency they use in Zimbabwe. And it just goes over the fact that they are hyperinflating it right now. But the banks are mainly hoarding it and only using it bank to bank, which is bad enough because they're robbing us and by deflating our currency, devaluing it, and we've got to pay this back in taxes. I mean, if they're going to devalue the currency, they might as well give it to us and let us have a little bit of value in it. But no, that's not happening. So it's the worst of both worlds. We've also got Treasury Shield Citigroup as deletions undercut disclosure. We'll tell you what that means from Bloomberg. Just more corruption. We've got the New York Times headline, Falling into the Chasm. Remember a couple years ago I was telling you we were already in the chasm? I even used terms like that. We're falling off the cliff right now. People said, oh, you're fear-mongering. That's ridiculous. Look, when banks are stealing tens of trillions of dollars right in front of you and won't tell Congress where it is, you've got a problem, okay? And it's time to stop living in denial. We've got Obama ramping up CIA infiltration of Pakistan. Trying to destabilize that region. We had Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on agreeing with that last week. We've got the head of Google saying, you don't like Google Street View? Move. Well, you can't move anywhere with this clown. Yeah, Google, don't be evil. How about be evil? The devil comes as an angel of light, and it is Google. We're also going to get into that unemployment numbers coming out across the country. It's what George Soros is up to and a lot more.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,346.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,381.69, $690.85 for a half ounce, or $345.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,381.69, $690.85, or $345.42.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War.
Listen to him. He's talking about Elvis like he's some kind of hippie.
Before the Beatles and yesterday.
I'll take Elvis any day over Al Gore.
Running man, the still work. Still
can you imagine what Merle Haggard sees as a problem? No, it's a great song. And he sure sings it better than I did at midnight during that 27-hour transmission we did a few weeks ago. Stop rolling downhill.
I will rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Well, there's certainly no doubt that that is happening, and it's engineered, and we can stop it.
With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty.
No, the national symbol is not the flag and the Liberty Bell. It's an ostrich with its head in the sand and a naked body scanner. We could make a new crest, like a royal crest for the United States, and it could be a surveillance camera in one corner, a naked body scanner in the other, a ostrich with its head in the sand, and a cop beating an old lady with a billy club and shooting her with a taser. And then a bunch of needles, a bunch of injectors, and then a couple cancer viruses. Because, you know, those family crests, that can have a lot of stuff on it. You just can't have one symbol. I mean, it could just be a whole bunch of stuff. And then they pull back from the crest, and it's a crest on a knight shield. And it's portly Al Gore with big handfuls of cash and everybody's property. How's that sound? I got Bill Grafter with me, and he's the engineer around here, and he's riding shotgun with me. And we've got the general manager, Michael Olson, coming in here after the break, and we'll go over all this news. But you know, maybe I am an extremist. Maybe Merle Haggard's wrong, too. I mean, maybe we're going uphill like a snowball headed for heaven. Maybe the devaluation of the dollar is a good thing. Maybe, you know, having our carbon taxes cut, I mean, increase is a good thing. What do you think there, Bill?
I think you're right. But then again, you know, I'm not a study of world politics like you are, you know. But it seems to me the figure you and Michael were quoting earlier in the local morning show here about California's real unemployment rate being closer to 20-something percent,
mm-hmm.
That's scary when you see that many people out of work. That's a quarter of the population.
Well, that's depressionary level.
Yeah, that's high, really high. And that's, you know, when you live in a place as nice as California, but you see that. Unemployment rate.
The truth is, we have an engine of liberty and manufacturing. If they would just leave people alone, it'd be a land of milk and honey again. But they want to overtax and destroy the economy.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, when you see that kind of unemployment rate in a state where supposedly, you know, we're broke at the state level, I mean, it's legendary. Everybody hears about California's budget woes in the news. And, you know, the last budget they passed was a record. So late when they passed it that it became a record. And when you see that and you couple that with unemployment that high, it's really scary.
But the governor does a good job for you. Huh?
Well, have you watched any of the campaign ads on who's going to replace him? It was, you know, basically one of two people.
Yeah.
A little scary. A little scary.
Well, as bad as the 60 Minutes news is, where they basically admit that the sun comes up in the morning, 17.5 nationally, California 22%, but all the economists we have on, the average nationally is 22 and some change, and it's, they say, close to 30 or even higher in places like California and Michigan. I mean, you can even just search the term half of Detroit on welfare.
Wow.
Half the population of Detroit. And, I mean, how are we going to compete when they're bringing these carbon taxes into California? And then right across the ocean from here, China and South Korea and all those countries, they're not going to put any carbon taxes on. So the little bit of manufacturing California's got left, where is it going to go if there's another, you know, huge tax? And I've seen different numbers, like, we will only phase it in at 10% the first year, and by 5 years, 20%. I mean, what is it? What's the overall carbon tax here in California they're trying to implement?
I'm not sure what the percentage is. Michael will be able to tell you that.
Yeah, he's the expert. Michael Olson, general manager, also does news here. And he was covering this on the show before the local show with Rosie. So I wanted to get him in studio with us. And he'll be here with us next to talk about the unemployment numbers and the economy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
And we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Michael Olson here with us, general manager of KSCO, AM 1080 here in Santa Cruz, and they have the sister station, KOMY 1340. That's the one we're actually live on here in Santa Cruz in the surrounding area. And then at night they re-air me on KSCO 1080. Both just wonderful stations, great affiliates, and a very successful event. This is some of the news coming up, and I'm going to talk to both these gentlemen who are riding shotgun with me here today. A lot of interesting news. Kurt Nemo's got a story out. Think Soros leaked Rhino neocon takeover document. And people are like, what does that mean? One faction of the globalist tools outing another faction of globalist tools. That's how we play politics in America today. Think Progress, which should be called Think Soros because it is funded by George Soros, has released a private correspondence sent by Charles Koch of Koch Industries. The memo has the itinerary of private meeting to be held at the Executive Hotel in Aspen attached. In the memo, Koch says his group of neocons and rhinos plan to change the balance of power in Congress this November. In other words, give back power to the Republican-dominated set of globalists and statist who hope to come out winners in the perpetual game of musical chairs as the corrupt government continues its slow motion Titanic route to the bottom. And see, that's the issue here. There's a major political realignment. You've got a lot of really great Republican and libertarian type candidates like Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, in Kentucky. Sharon Angle isn't perfect, but you notice she's being demonized, and a lot of other people. If they're being demonized, and if you see the Republicans running people against them in the primaries, like they did against Rand Paul and many others, you know they're good. And so it's a battle between the establishment neocon Republicans who've helped, you know, sell us down the river, who are teamed up with the Democrats. Now, they fight over the levers of power, but still they're part of the overall same team. You know, it's basically them against us, the general population. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, cyber warfare, U.S. seeks to shut down enemy power grids. But it's our own government in Israel that basically admitted that they teamed up to create the Stuxnet worm and then launch it against Iran. And now they're saying we've got to give up all of our internet freedom here because of the worm. But then it's hidden in plain view that Western governments released this thing. Israel and the United States in collusion together, creating. It's just amazing. And of course, we've been talking about this 60 Minutes shock report to reveal unemployment rate at 17.5% nationally, California at 22%. And that's a big admission by the mainstream media. And more we're hearing them. Yeah, unemployment's more like 15. Oh, it's more like 17. Oh, it's more like 20. When we know it's been over 22% for the last 2 years nationwide. French are continuing now into their second week. It's been more than, 11, 12 days now of fresh blockades as a quarter of France's petrol stations stand dry. Time Magazine and others are saying, is revolution coming to the United States? That is just some of what's coming up. And dovetailing with that, CNBC, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste, the charts show. That's exactly what Lindsey Williams' source was talking about just last week. He'll be joining us at 8 after coming up in the next hour. But right now, Michael Olson, the general manager here at this fine station, KSCO AM 1080 and KOMY AM 1340, is here with us. And of course, we also have the engineer, Bill Graff, running the show. So I'm here with the great folks that make these two fine stations possible. And I drug the general manager in here because I heard him eloquently covering what's happening here in California. And I was correct. They phase it in the first year at 5%. And then by 2 years later, it's above 10%. They plan by 2020, now just about 9 years and a few months away, under the Copenhagen framework, to have a 20% carbon reduction, and then they plan to have a 50% by 2050. And Schwarzenegger is trying to ram this through as his last gasp before he runs off with the billions of dollars he's now got. And so I've now set the table for that. Michael Olson, break it down for us, what's happening here in California, with even mainstream media saying 17%+. Unemployment nationally, 22% in California. What will this do if they put these carbon taxes in?
Well, it'll make it very hard to compete in the world marketplace. And one of the few remaining industries that California has that actually takes raw materials and manufactures a finished product that's sold for a profit is agriculture. We are one of the shining lights of American industry. And yet, if you reduce our ability by, 20% for this industry, will do what most other industries have done, which is leave town and thus remove even more jobs from California. So we're, you know, in a pretty tight fix. California passed a proposition some time ago. I think it was called the Climate Change or Climate Global Warming
Initiative,
or something like that. And that is going to force phased-in reductions. This coming election day, November 3, we're going to vote on whether we should delay that until unemployment goes down to 5%. Well, unemployment's at 22%. So to get it to 5%, that means that, you know, essentially we're going to delay this global warming initiative until hell freezes over. It's not going to happen for a long, long time. So, but interestingly enough, there are a lot of forces aligned against Proposition 23 or the effort to delay, including Microsoft, Google, and all of the...
Well, that's because they're all moving to China.
There you go. There you go. There you go. So that's the situation. Hey, can I switch the tables on you? Would you mind having a little fun on behalf of your audience?
Sure.
I would like to ask you a question that was once asked me after the federal building was bombed in Oklahoma City. I was taken up to CBS headquarters in San Francisco in a big stretch limousine at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they strapped me into a chair, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning our time, 7 o'clock East Coast time, Paula Zahn came on. Couldn't see her, but I could hear her. And she said, Michael Olson, welcome to Good Morning America. Michael, I have a question for you, and my question is this. Is it true that News Talk Radio is responsible for all the hate in America? Alex, you're the one who is really out there on the battle line of News Talk Radio. Nobody I know is more ballsy when it comes to putting your notion on the line. Is that hate?
Well, that's a really great question. I've got the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've got all the George Soros groups just constantly basically lying and claiming that I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite. The truth is, these big global mega corporations, they come in, they loot the treasury, they try to cut off our energy sources, people start getting upset, and then the system points at one of the only free mediums out there. Before we had the internet, sure, a couple big corporations, four or five, dominated most of the news, most of the talk. But even though those big names were on all those local stations, there were still niches in the morning or in the evening or on the weekend for a lot of great local minds and diverse topics. And talk radio is in a long form. Obviously, people know that. It's not sound bites. And they've done major studies. You can even pull them up. We've covered them. Where television puts you into a dream state. When you go into suspended disbelief, your brainwaves actually lower. But talk radio does the same thing that reading does. They've, for 60-something years, strap people in, pick up their brainwaves when they're reading. And the brainwaves go way up because when you read about the red bicycle going down the road towards the beach, and he had a bottle of champagne and, bread. He was meeting his girlfriend. You image and you think about the red bicycle. You think about the champagne. You think about the bread. You think about girlfriends you had. You think about times you were at the beach. All of that is flooding through your mind. You're having to image it. You're having to pull it up. You're making neuron connections. And this, I'm going the long way around to answer this question.
Yeah.
But with talk radio, it's the same thing. It's like reading. Because your mind has to bring the images up and has to bring up the connections. Television and cinema, and I love cinema, but there's a reason you go into suspended disbelief. It's all being given to you, and it lowers your brainwaves, and that's why you can just search Alzheimer's television viewing. And they've got British studies, U.S. studies, government studies. The more TV you watch, the more neurons your brain doesn't, connect, and literally that's the process of dying. And so they don't like talk radio. It's polluted with neocon, fake right-wing stuff, liberal, mainstream garbage, whatever. But it is also filled from coast to coast with a lot of diverse minds and ideas and complex ideas. I mean, I could never get on CNN and have a long, complex talk like this to describe, a simple question of, are you causing hate? No, this is the 20th century and now 21st century version of the soapbox down at the corner, and the establishment, the system, doesn't like the fact that you have a voice. I mean, is it hate that when C-SPAN, anytime you watch Washington Journal in the morning, anytime I watch it, and they have a politician on there or somebody dealing with security, almost every caller comes in and says, 9/11's an inside job, you blew those towers up, Building 7 was on television. Is it hate that the people have now been woken up and are able, when they get a chance to call in, or when they get a chance to actually interface with the media, they're saying, we don't like what you're doing. Congress has an 11% approval rating. The mainstream media has the lowest approval rating ever. And so the proto-internet was talk radio, and now you see talk radio being one of the few areas to do okay, or in some cases, doing well compared to the rest of the media, the newspapers, the TV, all of it going basically belly up. it's not just the technology shift, it's that people are completely sick of it. And I know I'm ranting here, but the answer is no. The system is trying to demonize the First Amendment. It's trying to say if you expose corruption, you're bad. And they, it, you know, it's like a woman who gets raped and they say, well, you shouldn't have been wearing a short skirt walking down the boardwalk. Okay? No. The system is involved in all this corruption and all this evil. And we're here talking about it, and we're here having complex discussions, and we're here exposing the proof of this corruption, and we're here over, you know, long periods of time making predictions on record, you know, having guests on, going over every facet. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, the fairness doctrine, in light of what you just said.
Michael, what he said, though, the proof of what he is saying, we saw last night. Look at how many people wanted to come out and have that dialogue in person.
Mm-hmm. And with respect to that notion that the government is afraid of people who have blood flowing through their brains, people who have brain. I worked for David Brinkley's NBC magazine once, and we did magazine pieces, but no matter how much work we put into those, I always got the feeling like when we put the piece on the air, there was somebody in Topeka, Kansas on a couch with a beer, bleary-eyed, kind of staring at the screen, drinking your beer, and go, well, that's interesting, and it's gone. But with News Talk Radio, Alex Jones put something on the table, and people call you up and say, hey, what do you mean, bud? And after enough people, you know, have that dialogue, the truth comes out, and the truth is what sets us free, that constant talking and asking and questioning. And
it sparks bushfires in the minds of men and women.
Yes, bushfire. And so, if the government is afraid of that, of people thinking, then what is the fairness doctrine?
Well, the fairness doctrine is making it bland and keeping it in that narrow left-right discussion and, you know, having a bunch of bland soundbite politicians and political hacks. I mean, have you ever listened to a show like Beyond the Beltway? And I'm not bashing it, but it's literally just this narrowly confined. And the only time it's any good is when callers call in. And it's all these political hacks who are there just regurgitating the script. But freedom is a messy thing, and the fact that people are waking up to tyranny is a messy thing, and 1776 was messy, but the alternative is total bondage and enslavement. But I believe in the info war, because I remember going back 15, 16 years ago, reading about the Pentagon saying 90% of their operations was info war, but you know, they were using deception, manipulation, propaganda. I said, what about an info war with the truth? And so I want to try to reach out to everybody in the system who's compartmentalized and say, do we really want to go in this direction? I mean, there's only a few thousand globalists who have a stake in this corruption. The rest of us need to understand that life is slowly degenerating and degrading, and the good things are being pulled down and the bad things are being built up. We need to change course.
Earlier today, we were talking about the impact of the carbon dioxide, the effort to reduce carbon dioxide. And you made an incredibly interesting statement, and you said that this is not being done to reduce global warming. This is being done as an effort to reduce our effort to take care of ourselves, to make us serfs on our own land.
Yes, they want to make us dependent, and they state that. That's what's sick. You go back to Club of Rome, 1966, 1963, as a separate document. And Dr. Stan Monteith here just locally has a giant library at his house. He has all these. I mean, I've been to the library and gotten them myself, but I mean, it's actually to actually see them. And they said, we've got to have something to unify people. And in the future, we're going to have terrorism to unify people. We'll get the right wing to go along with that. And then on the left, we'll take over the ecological movement because people are legitimately concerned. And we will use crises, the threat of global cooling, the threat of global warming. It doesn't matter. We need a shock doctrine of scaring them. That way we can go back to a feudalistic system. I mean, they actually use the term feudalistic in the 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment. It actually says that they want to shut us down to the point where we literally can't even take care of ourselves, and then the government comes in and says, that's okay, we're going to give you welfare money, but you've got to be sterilized.
Rahm Emanuel, never let a serious crisis go to waste. We've had a number of serious crises with respect to our food chain, poison this and poison that and poison this and poison that. And now the government appears to be using that crisis to do what?
To consolidate power, and they openly tell the different federal agencies, openly tell the farmers, get big or get out. And they want to transfer everything over to these big, giant mega farms, which statistically, if you look at it, that's where almost all the problems
are
coming
from. That's where all the problems are coming from. And yet the SWAT teams are going after the little guys, the people who...
Percy Smizer.
Yes, Percy Smizer, the people who grow and sell food for their neighbors. One lady in Connecticut has one cow out in the country. Three people share the milk from that cow. The government came to her with cease and desist orders.
Well, see, the globalists claim they're these communists, and oh, it's all live together. But when people actually create a little commune that's free and democratic, and you know, a neighborhood has four cows, and they pay somebody to take care of them, they all get fresh milk and great cheese, the government does send in SWAT teams. You see it every week in the news because that's hate. It's hateful for people to be able to have a real debate and long discussion that's complex. It's hateful to be able to have callers call in and have power. It's hateful to be able to have guests on. It's hateful to grow your own tomatoes. It's hateful to be able to grow your own apples. And under that S-510, if they were able to pass it, openly said, you can't pick apples and go sell them on the highway. Because that's hate. See, in America, land of the free, home of the brave, you don't sell apples. You don't own your own cow and have some milk. Guys, I want to come back in the next short segment, do 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we got Lindsey Williams coming up. Maybe you guys will pop back in the third hour as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get it.
I read the news today. Oh.
about a lucky man who made
our grandparents, their grandparents, their grandparents before them, they could have cows, they could grow strawberries and sell them wherever they wanted to, but things changed. We became domesticated. And now we don't know how to fix our cars, we don't know how to fix our roofs. Somebody's kind of a weirdo if they know how to tinker in their garage. I see reports all the time where neighbors will see, it's almost always an old man working on machinery in their garage or workshop, and people will call the police on them. Or even in Texas, somebody tries to take their deer rifle out and put it in the back of their pickup. Even in rural areas, people call the police on them. It's like, this person's working on their car. I saw some oil dripping. This person's growing food. Pretty soon it'll be this person knows how to tie their shoelaces. And they just want you totally mindless, like a little drone, only able to do little special functions for the system while the system races to get rid of all of our jobs. Michael Olson, where do you see all this going? Where do you see this going, Bill Graff?
I'll jump in really quickly on this, Michael Olson here. I saw a piece in the paper or someplace, maybe it was on Infowars.com, where in Chicago, where school children are growing food in school gardens.
I saw that piece.
The food is prohibited in the school. They can grow it, but they can't eat it. They have to get rid of it because it's not, does not confirm to the government guidelines.
I saw that. So you got good teachers, and I've seen this, rebelling everywhere, trying to teach them basic human skills. I mean, we're designed to dig in the dirt as humans. I mean, that's why it feels so good. It's so relaxing. It's like, you know, it's like taking four or five Valiums just to go dig in the dirt. You know, people describe it that way because you're designed to do it. And they're saying, no. Well, going back over a decade, first they said you can't play dodgeball. Then you can't play tag. And now, coast to coast, in almost every school, they're not allowed to run or touch in the playground. And now they have to walk. And many schools are removing playgrounds altogether. Right. I mean, prisoners are allowed to go out on a playground. I mean, it's worse than prisoners.
And it all relates back to what you're talking about the blood flowing through the brain. And firing the synapses and making people think.
Well, it also turns us into slugs.
Yes, and I think what you were saying is that so much of this, the end result, is that it reduces our ability to think like rational human beings. And it really does turn us into, like Billy says, slugs. So we sit on our couch and we watch TV and we drink our beer bleary-eyed. And we see the images flash past us, but our brain waves are so small, or so the waves are just so weak and insipid that we're just not thinking.
Exactly. We have been put into an artificial environment, and you know, it's one thing if we're in this technological system part of the time, but it feels so good to get out of it, but they're doing everything they can. No, don't start growing your own food. Don't stop. Keep watch that television.
It's more insidious than that. Don't play dodgeball. Don't get exercise. Don't make your body strong so you can work.
Yeah, I mean, don't
become a slug.
Exactly.
Well, scary stuff.
So, wait a minute. How do we fight back?
Well, we understand, I mean, on the issue of dodgeball, it's this whole cult of bullying. You see the ad, stop bullying. And nobody's for bullies, but you know, the issue is the school goes after the bullies. They stop them. They get in trouble. But they don't even do that now. It's just, oh, my gosh, you know, if something hurts someone's feelings, we can't have dodgeball because somebody might lose. Oh, we can't have somebody, you know, win the game. But I remember being a child, you know, if I won or lost, it was just fun. It was sportsmanship. But they make everything real sick and, oh, it's an ism. And they have all these new psychological designations. There's dozens of them. If you don't trust the government, all these different mental illnesses, or, oh, you don't trust authority. I mean, that was all common sense to our founders, common sense to anybody. And so it's just this attempt to create an artificial system, but do it from a fake moral high ground, this fake liberalism. But they're not liberals. They are scientific technocrats. At the top, they are cold-blooded dominators, but they put on the camouflage of a little loving hippie. Oh, let's stop dodgeball. Really, they're just eugenicists that want to take control. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But see, it sounds reasonable what the social engineers do. They go, oh, no, this Freon's bad for the ozone layer. Let us take over. And it turns out DuPont and Dow Chemical lobbied to ban it because their patent had run out. They had something new, and it wasn't really true. But they set the precedent. We'll say how big your toilet is, how much water it can have. We'll say what type of light bulb. Oh, now it's a federal mandate with zoning home inspection. Oh, you can't smoke in your house. You can't smoke in a bar. You can't smoke outside. Cigarettes are bad, we know that, but it gives them the power to take away free will, and now you're in a tyranny. Gentlemen, we've just got a few minutes left, and if you want to pop back in during the third hour, I want to try to get Michael Zwirling in here, because he's a very interesting fellow as well. But Michael Olson, program director at these two fine stations, KSCO AM 1080 and KOMY AM 1340. I wanted to, just get both of you to comment on anything else we've discussed here, because we've got the general manager here, and we've also got Bill Graff, the engineer.
I have something. I want to ask you, what can we do as people? I mean, faced with all of this that we're faced with, what can we do to survive? For not only for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children. What can we do, Alex?
Well, we can take the states back. There's a lot of different strategies, but I go with the nullification 10th Amendment move is one of the key political things. But the biggest issue is people are now ready to hear the truth. They weren't 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Now people are ready. I mean, America's awake. They don't know what they've woken up to, but they're awake, and we need, while the establishment gives them all these false, twisted messages, we need to go, hey, you know, over here.
Do you know what I think happened? I think we were all ready for a change, so we put the current administration in for a change, and then we found out they didn't change.
Yeah.
That's what woke me up.
No, exactly. I think it snapped people out of a trance.
And I think you're right. Also, I think of this in terms of food. We used to be satisfied with the food that they gave us. Then we discovered the joys of local food, real food from our neighbors.
There's a total rebellion all over Austin, all over the other towns. You know, and I mean, everybody I meet through my children who have friends is doctors, lawyers, scientists, and they know all about the New World Order. Some of them don't even know who I am. They know all about everything, and they've got all these co-ops, and it's a whole culture, and the food's great. I mean, it's amazing. This is a rebellion.
And that's what's frightening of it, and that's why there are all of these laws designed to make food safe. But really, the laws are designed not to make food safe, just like this global warming thing. It's not designed to make food safe. It's designed to make it safe for them and not for us.
It consolidates it.
Yes, consolidates. So it makes their food safe, and it gets rid of our food.
And that's the frightening their profit. Thing.
Yeah,
tell folks when they can tune in anywhere in the world to KSCO.com and hear your weekly reports on this.
Well, I'm on Saturday morning from 9 to 10. It's called the Food Chain Radio Program. You can also pick me up at metrofarm.com. I have my shows archived there.
Well, really good stuff. I look forward to having you on my show.
Hey, we'll have some fun.
Yeah, you're here. Well, you're here now with us. Hopefully you guys will pop back in the third hour and we can take some phone calls. And I really appreciate Bill over there.
Isn't he handsome?
He is.
I have a great face for radio.
He's a good guy.
And you know,
he actually has a gregarious, loving face.
As he does. Like a Papa Bear.
Until something goes wrong technically, and then I run around like a banshee.
Uh-huh. So. I'm the same. Well, you know, it's the nice guys that you don't want to mess with. Yeah. The guys that are acting tough, they're not tough. But it's the guys that, oh, nice and friendly, that'll pull your arm out of socket.
Yeah, I've seen Billy get that way.
Usually when the transmitter stops transmitting.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is crazy. You guys got the transmitter right over here.
You were talking about our facility here that you're sitting in right now. It's a studio design built in 1947, and the walls, it's kind of hard to describe, but the walls are actually round.
And they're rounded because?
Sound.
So. That's
original. Yeah, so it doesn't bounce around the corners.
That's right.
No, I'm going to take photos of this in my new studio, maybe copy this, because this is like, the walls in here look like Princess Leia's ambassador ship.
Yeah.
When Darth Vader's chasing her.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like Darth Vader's about to come around the corner. We'll be right back, folks.
Well, this is Santa Cruz. It could happen.
We'll be right. Yeah, William Prowess. We'll be back with Lindsay Williams. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up for Lindsay Williams. We're going to start taking your phone calls at the bottom of the hour for questions for him. This is part two of the live interview we did last week with him on, Thursday? And he's with us for the rest of this hour, maybe a little bit into the next hour. And Lindsay was saying he wanted to talk about solutions. But Pastor Lindsay Williams, for those that don't know who he is or just joined us or driving along wondering what we're talking about, he knows a retired CEO of one of the big three oil companies. We know who it is. We've confirmed it. And he's told Lindsay a lot of things beforehand, predictions about what the elite are going to do that turn out to be very accurate, frighteningly accurate, similar to leaks we get from Bilderberg Group year after year. Back in 2006, Estelin, as well as Tucker with their sources, when I was with them in Canada, in Ottawa, there at the Capitol, covering Bilderberg, said they're going to pop the bubble in real estate, and then they're going to start a basic global depression, and then they're going to try to kill the dollar. That's what was discussed there. And boom, it happened. So this is very similar to that. But Lindsay, we'll get a little bit into, you know, basic solutions or your ideas. But specifically, for those that joined us, briefly recap the six or seven points that he made to you about the dollar, what he said about oil going up to 150 to 200 in the next 6 to 8 months. What this top globalist told you, who's now terminally ill with cancer, so as we put it last week, has now spilt his guts. And that, of course, integrates in with 60 Minutes Shock Report, real unemployment nationwide, 17.5, California, 22%, and that's a whitewash even in and of itself. Here's CNBC, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste, the chart show. We're going to be discussing all of that. Here's a New York Times article, Falling into the Chasm, Paul Krugman. His answer is give the Federal Reserve more power. And he goes on to say, this is what happens when you need to leap over an economic chasm, but either can't or won't jump far enough so that you only get part of the way across. And his answer is pump more money to the banks. So they create the crisis, offer the solution. Lindsay Williams, good to have you here with us.
I think everybody in America was listening to your show Thursday of last week. I had call after call after call, and on Friday morning, an individual called me up and he said, Lindsay, you're all over the Internet. And I said, what do you mean? Sure enough, I think nearly every major Patriot Internet site in the country had replayed your program on Thursday. Alex, people seem to be hungry for the truth. So over the weekend, I contacted both the two Mr. X's of my book, Energy Non-Crisis. Now, the one gentleman who has cancer, is terminally ill, is only expected to live for about another 2 weeks. And I don't know, I may come out with some very startling things after he passes away. What I found out over the weekend, Alex, if the people out in the listening audience knew even a fraction of what I've been told, you would be utterly startled. You must not. I beg of you, everybody, in Alex Jones' listening audience, you cannot allow Congress to bail out the mortgage-backed securities. You can't let them do it. You must stop them. Do you realize that they are giving to the elitist of the world between $2 and $7 trillion of your taxpayers' money? You can't let them bail out the mortgage-backed securities. They're going to try it after the election. Mark my words. I mean, what I'm getting is so startling, Alex. I would challenge every movement, every group in America to clamp down, stop this scumbag Congress that we've got up there. Stop them. Don't let them bail out the mortgage-backed securities and the
security
business today.
I want to talk about... I want to talk with you about what that means overall and how that ties into you know, your main Mr. X and one of the other sources you've got, plus a lady who we've confirmed was having that meeting with Napolitano, and she was saying get ready for total implosion and get your 6 months of food and water. I mean, that really scared people. I had a big event last night, and people were asking that question over and over again. But I don't think we can wait 2 weeks until Mr. X dies, and hopefully when he won't die. But if he does, I hope you come on here first to reveal what it is so startling that you're saying you can't say it now. But can you give us some type of hint or some type of idea of the information that's so big that he doesn't want it out?
Well, Alex, it goes all the way back to why we were in Iraq. I mean, this thing is so in-depth with information that they've given me over the years. Many of the things I have not said out of respect for this gentleman and fear that I might get both he and I in trouble. Now, over the weekend, 7 banks were closed here in the United States of America. That means that from the first of this year until right now, 139 banks have been closed in 2010. Do you realize how drastic this is when Janet Napolitano just came out last week and said to a very close friend of hers who lives here in Phoenix, Arizona, who was in Washington at a private dinner meeting that she had with her, and she said, I want you to go back to Arizona. I want you to immediately, for the sake of your family, I'm saying this, Janet Napolitano said to her, I'm saying this only to a few of my very close friends, get 6 months of food and water in your house immediately. I mean, doesn't all this tell us something? Why are we in Afghanistan? They haven't even told us why we're there. The real reason why we were in Iraq, I'll be coming out with this after this man dies, but out of respect for him, I can't do it until then. But
no, well, Lindsay, hold on. We're on the verge of something. You got to tell us the real reason we were in Iraq. Come on, this is too important.
Well,
tell us as much as you can.
Basically, the Bush family, Bush. I mean, this goes back to the time when Saddam Hussein threatened George Bush Sr. He, of course, had to take revenge. When it goes back to Abner Dethridge, who took the message to Saddam to go ahead and go into Kuwait, I mean, all of this adds up to we have been so, we've been led down the primrose path. We have been done in by our politicians in Washington, D.C. The past few presidents have been nothing but pawns in the hands of the New World Order. And now we go into Afghanistan for the sake of protecting the opium fields. And remember, 87% of the world's opium comes out of Afghanistan.
Well, it's now 90.
Of protecting the opium fields and the bankers. I mean, this thing is so in-depth when you hear these elites talk about it. Alex, it would enrage the American people if they knew the whole story of what's happening. But right now, our biggest crisis is the mortgage-backed securities issue. You're going to hear the word MBS more and more. They will own, you will give the elitists $2 to $7 trillion for the purpose of taking your residential and commercial mortgages, and they will get it all free of charge. I mean, I can hardly even talk this morning with what I've heard here lately. It's so startling, folks. You cannot let this scumbag Congress between election and January, you cannot let them do what they've got on the docket to do. They know they're on their way out, and they're going to pull every trick of the trade before January and the new Congress takes over. Folks, you can't let them do it.
Well, Lindsay, you talked to him then again just in the last few days?
I talked to him on Sunday.
Okay, you talked to him on Sunday. What more? What more can you tell us that he told you that you can tell us? And I mean, of all the years I've interviewed you, and I've been interviewing you for 14 years, 15 years, I've never heard you so hectic. I've never calling you people, you know, scumbags. I've never heard this much earnestness in your voice. I mean, what is it that's got you so freaked out? I mean, did he tell you they're about to pull the trigger on a total implosion?
They are definitely on the verge of doing what they want to do. Let me put it this way. He said to me 2 years ago, within 2 years, you'll not recognize America. He said again, by 2012, the dollar will be dead. He said again, within 2 years, nearly everybody in America will be working for the government. We are right now on the verge of them doing what he told me 2 years ago that they were going to do. They feel that they have it in the bag. They feel that everything is ready. This man knows that this is what's about to happen. He has been willing to warn me and not tell me not to warn the nation. Because, you know, when a man is dying, Alex, he'll say a lot of things he won't say otherwise. And I just come out here with the warning and say to you, they are ready to draw the string. It is not long off before they accomplish what they want. And if they accomplish what they want to do, then your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren will be slaves in the United States of America on our own land to the elitist of the world. And one of the major things that they're going to do, of course, is the banking situation. Over the weekend, it should tell you something. 7 banks closed. 139 banks have been closed since the first of this year, the most since the Great Depression. Folks, you've got to do something in protecting your house. Okay, first of all, do what Janet Napolitano said. I mean, she let the cat out of the bag. If there's any such thing as buzzwords, she gave them on last Thursday morning before I went on your show. She said, get 6 months of food and water in your house. Stock market. Folks, please, I beg of you, if you have anything to do with the stock market, you must watch Tony Robbins on YouTube. If you have any doubt about what I'm saying from these elitists that have told me these things, then listen to somebody else. I mean, if you'd like a backup to this, then listen to Tony Robbins, R-O-B-I-N-S, on YouTube, and he says basically the same thing the elitist is saying, except he's saying it from his own, again, get cash in the house. If you don't have cash money in your house, do you realize if there happened to be a cyber attack, which Janet Napolitano has alluded to, do you realize you would not be able to go to the grocery store?
Well, they're gearing up, Lindsay, they're gearing up and pre-hyping that it's going to come, but we know they're going to launch it.
Well, sure they are. They'll know exactly what they're doing, and they'll know when it's going to happen. And I have been warned 2 years ago that we had a two-year time frame, a two-year window. It is at the end of that two-year window right now. Iran is at the point that they want a Middle East crisis to take place, and it may not necessarily be with Iran. It may be some other way. From they could launch a cyber attack from over there.
It could be Syria. It could be Pakistan. Stay there. I want to get into this cyber attack. I want to get into that $200 a barrel oil. We'll be right back with Lindsay Williams, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
We are back. I'm coming to you live from the studios of KSCO, 1080 AM and KOMY, AM 1340, here in beautiful Santa Cruz, California. I'll be speaking tonight for about 4 hours to another great sold-out crowd of wonderful patriots. Going back to Lindsey Williams, Lindsey, to quantify all of this, specifically, you sound shaken up more than I ever have heard you, this concerned. And you're saying that did he tell you I'm going to die in 2 weeks, they tell me, and you can't talk about this till I'm dead? What did he say?
Well, I would say it's more of a matter of respect, Alex, but this man is terminal. He was very weak when I talked to him on the phone over the weekend. His relative said that he has approximately 2 weeks to live. The things that he has given me over the years, and now to bring all this to a culmination, it's kind of like a funnel. You pull the funnel full at the top when it's big. You get down to the spout, and it's coming out strong. We are at that spout point right now. The elitists, the name of the game is control. They do not want revolution. Let me state this emphatically. I know most of all patriot people out there and friends are looking for a revolution. They don't want revolution. That's the last thing in the world they want. They do not want you to wake up enough to become so concerned that you will revolt. The name of the game is total control. They want your house mortgage. They want the commercial real estate of America. And they want to get every bit of it free of charge. And they will. If they have to use a cyber attack, they will. If they have to use the mortgage institutions being bailed out to the tune of $2 to $7 trillion, which they're predicting they will, and you American taxpayers are going to pay it. Don't let them do it. I don't know how to say this enough after my conversations this weekend. I just want to shout over your broadcast, if I could, everybody out there in the listening audience, every group in America, don't let Congress bail out the mortgage-backed security. You will literally be giving the elitists of the world between $2 and $7 trillion of money from the Treasury of the United States of America through the Federal Reserve.
And that won't fix the problem. That won't fix the problem they've created. You notice the more power we give them, the more bailouts they need. Now, specifically, you talked about $150 to $200 a barrel. That translates to $5 to $6 to $7 a gallon, depending on where you live in the country. What's the time frame on that, A, and did he say anything else about it?
Yes. You remember 2 years ago, he told me it was going from 147 to 50. It did it exactly as he said 2 months later. This time, it's going in the opposite direction. It is going back up to $150 to $200 a barrel. You're looking somewhere, and they're going to do this so that you won't jump out of the saddle. They don't want the frog to jump out of the pot. They are not going to take it there overnight like they brought it down overnight. Instead, they're going to take it back up gradually, and it'll take place somewhere between 6 months and a year. Diesel fuel's already up to 10 cents a gallon here in our local area, and you're going to see it go back up to $4 and $5 a gallon at the gas pump, and you'll see it done gradually. If they see you jumping out of the saddle and getting too angry, Curtis Miller, slow that program down a little bit. Don't pay any attention to that. Don't let them dupe you. Don't you know what their plan is? I have told you. This man has told me what the plan is. Everything this man has told me over the past 35 years has taken place exactly as he said it. You can depend on this also. And it is a drawing of the string of these people. So, yes.
Well, Lindsey, to be specific, though.
Within the next 6 months to a year, it going back up gradually to the point you'll be paying that at the gas pump. If they need to use a Middle East crisis, they will. And the Strait of Hormuz, all it takes is one tanker. 30% of the oil of the world passes through there in any given day. They can do any of these things they want to in order to bring about what they want to come to pass, Alex.
Okay, now, Lindsey, He's given you amazing predictions, and almost all of them have come true. But I guess he was speculating because even the establishment didn't know exactly what was going to happen with the oil spill. I mean, he did say that was going to be a little bit worse than it's turned out to be, right? I mean, he wasn't completely right about that.
Well, that positively was an accident. That was not planned. And they finally had to fill that entire pipe with drilling mud and close it off. So that's kind of an issue of the past, and people around the Gulf will have to live with the corrections.
And we don't really know the truth because
now we come down to the other things that are most important. And, of course, we're going to face crude oil prices going up. We're going to face this mortgage-backed security crisis. And I listed over the weekend, in light of what these people have told me, what you need to do. Janet Politano was right. Go do it immediately. Stock market, folks, you've got to take action if you're in it. Your cash, you must have some cash in your house. Don't put it in the bank. You can't depend on the bank. The banks have a major problem. And your 401ks and your IRAs, retirement funds, if you're depending on those, please, I beg of you, give it a second thought. Hold and simple,
Lindsay,
hold it.
We got to go to break. Come. We're going to come back and go to phone calls and go through some more of this key information. Stay with us. It's Monday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Babylon system is the vampire.
stuck in the blood of the children.
Sucking the children day by day. Yeah.
The Babylon system.
The Babylon system is a vampire. Falling empire.
Yeah, people like to make fun of third world countries because they can never get themselves together. But now it's happening here. It's always been going on, but now there's so many vampires, so many parasites, and they're collapsing civilization and society by design. That's why my films, The Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, are so important. They're really not films about Obama, but it's meant to get liberals and conservatives to watch the film and to see how he's nothing but a puppet and how the banks have engineered these crises. And I released The Obama Deception now more than a year and a half ago, Fall of the Republic, what, 8-9 months ago, and those are the key films to show you currently what's happening. I hope you'll get them at InfoWars.com. I hope you'll make copies of the DVDs. I hope you'll send the videos out to everyone you know, because it, in a complex but riveting way, it lays it all out. Because if we don't politically, as a society, stand up and shatter the left-right paradigm and point out how they control us and how they divide and conquer us and what this global banking agenda is, we're going to lose this society. Lindsay Williams, before he leaves, will give you the number and website if you want to get some of the books and films and DVDs and audio CDs that break down all of his research and intel and his sources. But prophecyclub.com has all that latest information available. But before he leaves us at 5 after next hour, maybe we even keep him a little bit longer, we will give you that number and other information. So prophecyclub.com. Of course, again, our websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. 6 days a week, we live video stream the full radio show. We're not doing that today because I'm here in Santa Cruz, California. But there can be no doubt now that we're going into a depression. There can be no doubt it was engineered. That's admitted. And there can be no doubt that the people that engineered it are in control. And it's very, very simple. And people need to understand this is the fruit of globalism. It is poverty. It is bankruptcy. It is war. It is pain. I want to go to Steve, Matt, Ronnie, Diane, Nalani, and others that are patiently holding. And as you hear those callers disconnect when we're done, you can call in 800-259-9231. Lindsay, they're openly now announcing, I saw them changing the rules 5 years ago. Now they're saying, yeah, we're going to take your private pension funds and tax them to keep them safe for you. Oh, because they invested in mortgage-backed securities, the government's got to take it over. That's how they sell it. And, oh, yes, we are, blocking COLA increases on cost of living expenses for seniors on Social Security. I mean, it goes on and on. But don't worry, they've got tax increases on top of it all to further stall the economy and carbon taxes for you. And if that doesn't, break your wallet, well, we've got all these cops out there writing tickets as fast as they can. One of the guys at the station just ran to the store to get some breakfast for us and didn't completely stop at a stop sign and just got a ticket. The police right out here are like piranhas, feeding. But if you're an illegal alien, though, they fall down on their knees and worship you and say you can go because, again, they want to keep those borders wide open to further drive down wages until we're all third world serfs. As soon as we're third world serfs, though, you better believe they're going to be throwing the illegals in the hooskow in the little prison cells immediately. Lindsay, I want to go to phone calls. But anything else that he told you in this last discussion you had just yesterday, anything else that you can tell us? You say out of respect. I mean, obviously he's telling you this information so that you can talk about it as long as you don't give up his identity. The system's listening to your phones. They know who it is. I know who it is. I know who the lady in Phoenix is, separately and confirmed it. So, I mean, why not just go ahead and tell us? Because, God forbid you could, I think it's dangerous for you to know this information and to not tell us all of it now. I mean, if it's really that powerful, that's the only danger you're in is not telling us what he told you.
Well, I think if I could all sum it all up in just a few expressions after what I've heard this weekend, every person out there in your listening audience needs to somehow, some way, I don't know how you're going to do it, you need to get a paid-for roof over your head. When this mortgage-backed security thing comes down, they will own your mortgage, and they will tell you what to do with your house the rest of your days. You'll not be able to leave it to your children. You need a paid-for roof over your head, even if it's a shanty. It's better than having a mansion and letting the elitists tell you everything to do. Government intervention in your life, you've never seen the like of what it's going to be, because the elitists control the president. They tell Congress what to do. Who do you think wrote the health care bill? Do you remember that this gentleman said to me months ago, before the health care bill was ever passed, he said, "Chaplain, that's not a health care bill." He said, "That is total control." Well, now we've realized that everything that's in the health care bill, it's exactly that.
No, it's got the death panels. It was written by the banks that own the insurance companies. It makes you buy it. Then they can cut the actual care you get. It doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It is another giant tax. It has provisions in there for real estate taxes, federal property taxes. I mean, it's all in there. Increased taxes on the Social Security money they take out of your check. It is a total nightmare. They're seizing control. They're building threat fusion centers, openly federalizing all of our police. I mean, this is a criminal takeover. What else can you tell us that he told you? I mean, what is shaking you up so bad? Tell us, Lindsay.
Well, he has warned me over and over and over, and he keeps on warning me. He said, "Chaplain, the only place you can secure any of your assets is in gold and silver." He said, "Real estate, you can't depend on it." He said, "Nothing else you can." He said, "Gold and silver, and don't let somebody else hold it in paper form for you. You need to purchase more, even at $1,350 an ounce. You've got to do it. Folks, get out of your 401ks and your IRAs and transfer them over to silver accounts, retirement accounts, anything you can. And again, I'll stress, please get cash in your home, because the elite are on the verge of drawing the string. And whenever they do, they will control you, because if you don't have cash, you can't buy gasoline at the pump, even if you can get it. I mean, if you can get it. And you won't be able to
buy groceries. So did he tell you about
grocery store? Every preparation that you possibly can make. But again,
Lindsay,
please get a paid-for roof over your head.
Lindsay, did he talk to you about bank runs or bank holidays, when they shut it down and then announced dollars have been devalued afterwards? Because, you know, that's even what the New York Times is now talking about.
Yes, he positively has said that we are going to have a disruption of the currency. How they will choose to do it, there's many different ways. And, of course, the thing that he said so plainly is the dollar is going to go down and down and down and down in value. I beg of you, get it right now. If there's anything in the world that you need to buy, and you have the cash to buy it right now, because the dollar is going to become more worthless by the day. He has stressed this over and over and over, that the dollar is going to be dead, and they will probably go to another currency. They will go to a currency of some kind. It's under my impression from listening to these people that they'll probably go directly to a world currency and not just the North American Union currency. I think they've bypassed that. But get some cash in the house and be prepared for whatever may take place. He warns me about that over and over.
Well, notice how the government is lying to everybody. We've known for more than 2 years national unemployment is above 22%. 22.2, 22.6, 22.8. It varies according to these actuaries that are put out by, you know, big mainline financial analyst firms. Anybody can just search the term real unemployment above 22%. But here's 60 Minutes shock report. We've got the full report up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the video 15-minute segment from 60 Minutes. 60 Minute Shock Report, real unemployment nationwide, 17.5, California, 22. And then here's CNBC today, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste, charts show. The dollar slump could get far worse if the dollar index takes out last year's low. Robin Griffiths, technical analyst at Casanova Capital, told CNBC today, "If the dollar index takes out the low that was made roughly a year ago, I really think that they will not only encourage more sales, it will cause a little bit of a minor panic." He went on to say, "A year ago, it was deemed too cheap. If it goes any lower, then it actually becomes toxic waste." The dollar resumed its recent downturn Monday, so gold went back up today, in the wake of a meeting of finance ministers from the group of G20 nations. That's the folks coordinating the concerted global devaluation of all currencies. They call it, what's the exact term they use for A coordinated devaluation. The meeting failed to yield a definitive agreement on currencies, putting selling pressure on the greenback. The dollar is being trashed. We've actually had effective devaluation of about 14% in the last 2 months, Griffin said. His view is contrary to the HSBC foreign exchange strategist David Bloom, who told CNBC that the continuation of currency war after the G20 might put pressure on risky assets, causing a flight to safety for the dollar. Well, that's what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has said on this show many times, former head of policy at the Treasury under Reagan, but he says that only happens for a short time. So that's why the dollar goes down, then other currencies go down, then people flood back into bonds and the dollar goes back up. But if you look at the chart, it's steadily going down. So yes, it'll go down by a few points and then go back up by a point, then go down a couple more points, then go back up by a point or two. But overall, in the aggregate, it's going straight down. Lindsay, did he specifically give you a time frame on when the dollar would go belly up?
Oh, yes, he positively did. In fact, I think I've given this on your show before. He said the dollar will be dead by 2012. And, of course, it's very easy to see that this year, in 2011, they could begin to do a lot of things to cause the dollar to be completely worthless. You must prepare for all of this. Now, the United States has lost 42,400 factory jobs since 2001. 75% of those factories employed more than 500 people. Do you realize that the elitists did every bit of this? They have moved everything abroad to
China. We've lost millions of factory jobs. It's a lot worse. Absolutely. It's all been done by design. Let's go to some phone calls, Lindsay. Amazing information. Let's talk to Steve in New Mexico. Steve, thanks for holding her on the air.
Lindsay and Alex, listen, not to belabor the point, but as I understand it, what we have here is an elite cartel of international bankers, and they're subjecting us to a kind of financial and economic rape. And my question is this. Isn't it high time that we hit these financial terrorists where they live and withdraw all our money from the banks? In other words, a concerted, coordinated, nationwide effort to pull the plug on the banksters by withdrawing their lifeblood.
Yes, there must be massive action on the part of the American people. And the thing that I guess the reason I'm so disturbed this morning, and the reason Alex and everybody else can hear it in my voice, is because of what I've heard in the past few days. Folks, you don't have much longer. These people feel that they have it in the bag. And every group in America, every person listening to the Alex Jones Show, you're right. We've got to have a concerted effort to stop the scumbag Congress between election and January. There's no telling what they're
going to do. Yeah, they're going to try to ram through.
By the elitists. They know they're on their way out. Yeah, we've got to have a concerted effort against these elitists.
Well, they're going to try to ram through the carbon tax. They're going to try to ram through the Cybersecurity Act. They're going to try to ram through the bill they already passed, let the banks take any houses they want without the deeds. But Obama pocket vetoed it 2 weeks ago and just set it aside so we can sign it later, and they've signaled that they will. Not just getting out of the big six mega banks, that's important, but a lot of people will go down and out of their credit union and pull their money out like it's their fault. No, the head of the Texas Banking Association, just in February of this year, wrote a big article and said, look, the big mega banks have engineered this. This Banking Re-Regulation Act that they're about to pass, and they did pass it a few months later, is only going to give them more power to take us over. And that's what they're doing, is snapping up local banks that actually are helping our economy. So we need to differentiate between the mega globalist money changers and your local banks. But as important as getting your money out of the big six mega banks is politically having the will and pointing out they are the criminals. We need to be pointing our fingers and screaming and saying, there's the bad man at a fifth grade level. That's the bad man. He did it. You know, police, thief, you know, purse snatcher. There he is. We need to point out that these people are doing this out in the open. Anything else, Steve?
No, and I thank you, too.
Thank you, Steve. Let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm just wondering, Lindsay, last week you mentioned that your source had explained to you that we should be watching Russia and China. And I'm wondering, do you expect the United States to be at war with Russia or China anytime soon? And if so, who wins the war and what happens after the war?
Well, naturally, we're not going to win the war. We have moved all of our industry abroad.
China makes over 80% of the components. China makes most of the components for the weapons.
Yeah, and we are totally at their mercy. If the Strait of Hormuz were closed, even our own military could not operate. Our tanks couldn't run.
And our own government gave them the Panama Canal. This is a long-term CFR, Trilateral Commission, stated plan to move everything to China and then shut us down and just leave us with a bunch of paramilitary parasites feeding off of us. I mean, it's a nightmare situation. And you notice the last 2 weeks, China announced they were going to cut off all rare earth minerals needed for all the weapons components, all the cell phones, everything, because China has gotten over a 90% oligopoly or a semi-monopoly over all rare earth minerals. But the globalists aren't stupid. They allowed China to strategically do that and then basically blocked any U.S. companies from doing it. This is a master plan, ladies and gentlemen. And now China backed off a bit and said, well, we're just going to reduce most of those rare earth minerals. So even if companies wanted to build semiconductors here, wanted to build smart bombs here, wanted to build high-tech iPhones here, which are already built in China. Even if they wanted to do that, you couldn't build it here because we can't get the rare earth minerals that are needed to do it.
Remember, the elitists control China and Russia just like they control the United States of America. They just use a little different methodology of doing it. And yes, I have been warned to watch China. Can you imagine Walmart without a single product on the shelf made in China? Well, you may very well see this because of the currency wars and the trade wars, and now our stupid Congress, of all things, want to go in there and slap on certain laws about China. And then they go over there and meddle in all of their business, just like they meddled in Iran. And then Iraq. And now Iraq is turning around saying, we don't want your democracy. We have just pulled so many boners, and every single one of them to the advantage of the elite. And now they think they can turn around and get the American taxpayer to just lay belly up and bail out the mortgage-backed securities and give them $2 to $7 trillion. Oh, folks, this is so dangerous. We've got to stand up and take action immediately, or our great-great-grandchildren are going to be slaves in the hands of the elite.
All right, well said, Lindsey Williams. Thanks for the call, Matt. Ronnie, Diane, Nalani, Kyle, others, your calls are straight ahead with Lindsey Williams. We're live at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, side note, this whole studio here at KSCO in Santa Cruz was built just for the station, but they have another building right next door that is a World War II bomb shelter gun emplacement that has another studio in it that they do the Dead Doctors Don't Live program out of. So literally from a bunker, we join you from Santa Cruz, and the great crew is back there in Austin at the Central Texas Command Center. Lindsey Williams is with us. He'll be with us about 15 minutes in the next hour. We really appreciate him giving us all this exclusive information. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air.
Thank you, sirs. For Lindsey Williams, you, sir, are a blessing to our once proud Constitutional Republic, and thanks for dutifully sharing the joy in grim reality. You know, for me, to face even grim reality and act accordingly is real joy. And so my question for you, sir, is what is the game plan, if they have one, for somehow extinguishing our globally exploding eruption of absolute freedom for family farmers for growing truly organic, non-GMO hemp marijuana, for starters, i.e. to help...
All right, Ronnie, I appreciate your call. They are moving with S-510 to try to shut down any type of independent farming, not just hemp. Lindsey Williams?
Yeah, the name of the game is control. This is what it's all about. And whatever it takes for them to be able to bring about total control of everything from your house to your automobile to your money to your life to where you go to what you do, this is their end goal. And whatever it takes for them to do this, they plan to do it. They use the Iraqi war in order to accomplish one thing. Now they're using Afghanistan to accomplish something else. They bring in the drugs from Mexico. They leave the borders wide open so that all of the disruptive people can come in. Every bit of this is a total part of the total program of the name of the game is control.
Order out of chaos to bring in full spectrum dominance. They bring chaos into every sector of society and life, and they bring control into every sector of society and life. Diane in Ohio, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hi, Alex and Lindsey. Thanks for all that you guys have been doing. But Lindsey, I have a comment here. I don't know if you know of Kevin Trudeau.
Yes.
Yeah, the infomercial guy. What about him?
Yeah, last month, which is September, the middle of September, he said on his radio show that Goldman Sachs, Citibank, and the IMF was on their way into Iran to take over the entire financial system. And 1 week later, Alex, you mentioned that the computer over there got worms.
Yes.
So they are in Iran. They went in through back door.
Yes.
Yeah, the elite do want, this is very positive, the elite already, you know, I've been telling you for 2 years, no, we're not going to have a Middle East crisis. And everybody laughed at me. And I said, no, the elite is telling me they're not going to. Well, I'm telling you now they're ready. They want a Middle East crisis of some kind within the next 3 to 4 months' time. This is very positive.
Well, that's why they're trying to destabilize Pakistan as well. They're talking about hitting Syria. Anything else, Diane?
No, I just wanted you to know that.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. Lindsey, we're going to break in 1 minute, and I know I'm springing this on you, but if folks want to get your latest audio CD that you've just been making over the weekend, breaking all this down in succinct fashion, they can go to prophecyclub.com, I know, to get it, or they can also call a toll-free number. Do you have that number?
The number is 888-799-6111. Everything that the elite has planned to do for the rest of this year and through 2012, and not only that, but I have done a complete breakdown of 14 things that you need to do immediately, and I explain them in depth.
Please. All right, give the number out again.
888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com.
All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming to you from the studios of KSCO 1080 Red Hot News Talk. We're here into the third hour. Going to have some more interesting folks popping in. Stuart Rhodes called us yesterday and this morning. Another Oath Keeper has had his child taken, and they're citing, because he is an Oath Keeper, and this is a full-fledged Oath Keeper, just unbelievable, citing ownership of guns, even though there's no crimes committed. We're going to see if Stewart's popping in briefly towards the end of this hour. Lindsey Williams is our guest right now. We're taking your phone calls. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll be with us into the next segment. Nailani, hope I'm pronouncing that right, in Tennessee. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, it's actually Nailana, but I'll forgive you. Nailana.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it might seem like I'm changing the subject because I want to talk about the S-510, but I think you agree it ties right into the dollar dying. I'm an unemployed single mother of two. I've been living on $185 a month for 3 years now, and I've done it by eating homegrown food and living as simply as possible and embracing the fact that food and shelter are my only real necessities. In light of my own economic crisis, I made plans to care for my kids by farming, and 30 days from now, I was moving to a country location to begin growing my own food, have chickens and cows, but now with the S-510 bill, is there any point, and with your insight, Lindsay, into what's about to go down, is this bill going to pass, and seriously, would I be better to just get myself...
Well, listen, I want to comment then have Lindsay do it. If everybody starts farming and ranching or even doing a garden, they can't stop us all. And no, S-510 is probably not going to pass. The lame duck could do anything, but let them try to implement that. You know, these criminals want us to be their domesticated slaves. It's time to say, I'm not Al-Qaeda for growing tomatoes. I'm not Al-Qaeda for growing plums. I'm not Al-Qaeda for not taking your mercury-filled shots. I'm not Al-Qaeda for worshiping your depression. Okay, I'm not going along with it anymore. And the only thing you can do is try to get self-sufficient. Lindsey Williams, your comments.
Yes, you are a year ahead of probably most everyone else out there in the listening audience. Congratulations. I'm so glad. I wish everybody would immediately take some action to do exactly what you're doing, because there's one thing they can't control. They can't control every single minute little garden out there in the country. But they sure can control the banking system. They can control Washington, D.C. They already have their noose around its neck. They're going to control every lending institution. They're going to control the currency. They can't take care of every little garden and every well out there in the country. Folks, I found out, I investigated where the elitists are. I did this about a year ago. There's not a single one of them living in a city. Every single one of them have moved to the middle of nowhere. the elitists already know what's going to happen, and they've moved out.
Absolutely, they have, and most of the really wealthy people in Austin, Texas, are getting strange variances that hardly anybody else can get, and there's drilling rigs everywhere in the middle of the richest areas in town. They're all putting up big fences and have drilling rigs putting in water wells. Now, you could drive around anywhere in Austin in a wealthy area, and they're drilling wells. I mean, Lindsay, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah, this is the people are waking up, but you've got to wake up more. And please don't let them pass any mortgage-backed security bill. I keep stressing this. Please forgive me, Alex, for saying this so many times on one program. I sound like a broken record. Over the weekend, what I have found out from these people, please, 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 please don't let them bail out the elitist and give them $2 to $12 trillion of your money between November and January.
Anything else from Tennessee?
No, I just wanted your input as to if you thought it was a bad financial decision to start farming at this point.
Well, ma'am, I don't know your financial. I don't know your financial situation, but it sounds like an investment to have cows and all of that. If you don't have any money, but you can certainly, just get back to the land and live in a meager way. And look, 90% of the public in the Great Depression, or about 89%, lived in rural areas and were somewhat self-sufficient. Now 90%, right at 90, are urban and are not self-sufficient. If 7 million people starved to death one way or the other, according to major university studies, during the 10-year Great Depression, with 90% being self-sufficient or quasi-self-sufficient, what's going to happen now? This is their plan for martial law and total control, where you're begging for the army to come into your city. The threat fusion centers are set up. They're ready for martial law. Stay with us.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media,
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 25th day of October, 2010. We are simulcasting on AM and FM, Global Shortwave, WWCR, XM, wonderful AM and FM affiliates, number one streaming radio show according to Shoutcast, Google Analytics, and many other metrics at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Only a small amount of our audio streams actually even show up at Shoutcast, but if you go there, you'll notice we're number one. That's not just it's no brag, just fact, as John Wayne once said. We're not bragging that we're the number one show on the internet. It's actually scary. In fact, seeing 800 people last night just absolutely loving me and appreciating me, and after 4 hours of hearing me babble, begging me to not go, it was actually very humbling. And people say, oh, I'm humbled. I mean, I am humbled. I'm just a regular guy, and it makes me worry. Can I live up to my responsibilities? I mean, you know, it's just incredible, but I'm just an average person. All of you are great leaders in this fight against tyranny. It was so wonderful seeing everybody that came out last night in Santa Cruz, and I can't wait to see people tonight. I tell you, I'm tired. My plane got delayed. We're going back to Lindsey Williams here in a moment, flying in Friday. And then by the time I drove up to Northern California from San Francisco, I got to bed about 2, and then I was already on Central Clock, so I woke up at about 5:30, which is about 7:30 Austin time. And same thing last night. I've had about 3 hours sleep. I'm not complaining. I'm just kind of worried about tonight. But I'm sure I'll pull it through and speak for 4 hours. But Sheriff Richard Mack's going to pop by, who's in town. Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent. We had Dr. Stan Monteith there last night here in beautiful Santa Cruz. But going back to Lindsey Williams, as I say every day, it's one thing to intellectually know that all of this is real. But then it's another thing to actually see it unfold. And I wanted to briefly get Bill Graff, who works here at KSCO as the engineer, just briefly before I go back to Lindsey Williams. You've been sitting here for about an hour listening to Lindsey. Do you have any questions or comments for Lindsey Williams?
Well, I live on a family farm. My father grows apples and sells them to a big company and locally based company, Martinelli Sparkling Cider. So our apples are actually sent out and, you know, and consumed by the world.
That's my favorite apple juice.
Yeah. And so, you know, when I hear that they're going to tell us that we can't grow our own food, that kind of scares me. And it brings up something that I wonder about. You know, my dad's almost 80 years old now, and somebody tells him he can't grow his own food. Well, I don't know what his reaction is going to be, but I know what my reaction would be. I tend to tell him to get the hell off my property or I'll shoot him.
Well, if you read the bill, it's, well, we're going to come to inspections and there's going to be fees and you've got to put in all this process and pay all these new taxes or we'll shut you down. And so, in effect, the way it's stated, I've had lawyers on and Congress people to go over the bill on air. That's what it says, in effect, that it's a felony if you don't do everything the way we say, and the law is written to give the Food and Drug Administration just unlimited power to make up whatever they want.
Well, what do you tell the people, though? Let me ask a question. What are you going to tell all the small growers who grow apples, and I'm just using this as an example because it's what I know about, who grow apples for Martinelli? Martinelli buys apples from all the local growers. They're very proud of the fact that they don't buy apples from anywhere else.
They've been here for 100 plus years.
Yeah, and they're all organic, and they just do a great job of mixing apples.
And this is designed to destroy that for the few good companies that actually do buy from the locals.
Well, but what do you tell this company, who's a worldwide company now? They grow apples.
Here's a Martinelli thing. Google Martinelli fluoride. They just had a big fight. Begging the town not to fluoridate, and the government came and said, we'll give you $1 million to put in a filtration system because they were lobbying to not have the water fluoridated. And the government's trying to make them fluoridate the apple juice. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, and I think Martinelli's also exploring possibilities of drilling your own well and everything. So
No, that's the way to go. Your take on that, Lindsey Williams.
Your leaders are going to do everything they do very slowly, very gradually. They don't want you to jump out of the saddle. They'll give you this rule today and that rule tomorrow, something else next day. Something has got to make the American people so mad that literally they will jump out of the saddle before these people have time to pull the string. Folks, you have heard an urgency in my voice today that you've never heard before because of what I've been told this weekend. You have got to take action, and don't let them put in one little bitty rule after the other until you make total slaves.
I want to go back to calls with Lindsey Williams. We're running out of time here, but briefly, Lindsey, anything else he told you in yesterday's discussion when he has reportedly 2 weeks to live, but you know they could be wrong about that. It could be a month, it could be a year, it could be tomorrow. Anything else that he told you that you can talk about that people need to hear?
I can put it in one expression very easily. Get ready. Get prepared. Do what's necessary. You need to know what to do. Most people don't know what to do and how to go about it. Well, that's the very reason that for the first time in all my years, I have finally told you what to do. 14 things in our new presentation that I tell you what you can do in relation to what the elitists have told me they're going to do. You've got to take the responsibility for yourself. Get out of this dollar crisis. Have a roof over your head. All of these things. And basically what he has said is be prepared. And you've got to know how to do this preparation.
And that's the same thing Napolitano, is saying. Let's talk to Kyle in Iowa. You're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Lindsey. I kind of want to just make a general comment and then get Lindsey's take on it. I've called in and made this point before on your show, Alex. It's been a while since I have called in. But throughout history, anytime there's a consolidation of power, they always turn around and hang a group of themselves, essentially, to point the finger like, oh, these are the bad guys, we got them. They caused this crisis, so that way they could pose as, you know, the saviors. Oh, we just got the bad guys who caused all this, but now we have all this power. Have they stated, and maybe you can't talk about this, but do they already have plans to, say, hang the neocons or hang the neolibs, or because they're gonna murk 50 to 70% of the people who helped them get here to this point. They don't have a choice because heads are gonna have to roll, and if they want to keep power, they're gonna have to do that in order to placate the people. Or have they just not thought about that and they'll figure it out afterwards?
Well, there is one thing they have said, and this is so relates to the Alex Jones show. They have said to me, we must have our national media in order to be able to carry out what we want in the New World Order, and this will be very encouraging to you, Alex, especially. The last thing that they are going to bring total control on is radio talk shows. Now, this has been positively stated, and they know that they can't control. If they control you, they're going to have control of the national. Some control factors will be put in on the national media. So you'll be out there as long as anybody, Alex.
So we're the last in line.
You're the last in line. They will get you. Be assured of that. But you'll be the last in line, and you'll be there as long as anybody else because they can't control the liberal media. They know the control factors will be put on them if they put any on you. Therefore, you're going to be out there as long as anybody. And I'll make you a promise. I promise you that in the next 2 to 3 weeks' time, any time, I mean, you listen to the Alex Jones show every single day. Please, everybody out there in your listening audience, listen every single day to the Alex Jones show. Don't miss it. And I promise you in the next 2 to 3 weeks, anything that is passed on to me before the expiration, I will call up Alex producer and say, I've got something startling. I want to say it.
All right. I hope that answers your question, Kyle, in Iowa. Does that answer your question?
Well, yes and no, because they, you know, I mean, and maybe he doesn't have the answer, but I didn't know if they already have their guns pointed at some of their own people, because whoever's foolish enough to help bring this in, and if I can actually make this statement too, that the people who are running this country right now, or at least who appear to be, to the military-industrial complex that have the semblance of actually having power, not that they really do, if they would just take control of that and actually save this country, they could actually save themselves. But I know they probably
won't. Well, no, that's
won't.
A key point. In fact, that was the end of my speech last night, and I appreciate the call, Kyle. At the end of my speech, I made the point that a lot of elitists who are very high level do not like this, and they're figuring out how dangerous it is, how destructive it is, and that very you know, avarice-filled spirit that empowers and animates the globalist, it isn't going to stop ever. I mean, there's no end. It's kind of like Stalin. No one opposing him, and he kills tens of millions of Russians and Ukrainians. It's like Hitler. They just want more, more, more. It's what they do. They enjoy it. They're psychopaths. Let's talk to Weston in Missouri. Weston, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'd just like to say thank you to yourself as well as Alan Watt for waking me up, man.
Thank you. We got about a minute and a half. You got a question?
Okay, I got one question here. Okay, Mr. Williams, if the dollar is dead in 2012, how can a lower middle class person prepare for this?
Gold and silver. I have already been told that they positively must get it, and at that point, then whatever a new exchange medium is, you can exchange it for that, because by that time, gold and silver, the gold's going to be up to $2,000 and $3,000 an ounce.
Yes. Okay.
But the poor man's gold is silver, you know, $5 an ounce 10 years ago, $24 an ounce today. And it's not that the gold is appreciating or the silver is, it's that the dollar's been devalued. And so as the dollar's devalued, you can later cash gold and silver in for whatever the currency is or whatever value it has. It's not, a lot of people get gold as an investment. Oh, look, it's up four times what it was in the last 10 years. That's not the reason I hold gold and silver. It's an emergency backup for food and water. It's an emergency backup for my radio show. And not much of it. We couldn't run long. The point is, we're going into a design depression. If we get the word out and expose these bankers, they may slow down and back off. But if we don't have the political will to say, hey, stop what you're doing now, they're going all the way. Look how bold they are. Lindsey Williams, do one more segment with us with more calls. Then we've got some other guests in studio. Stay with us.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded, and everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Final segment with Lindsey Williams. As new developments unfold, you know he'll be here. We appreciate him. Let's go ahead and quickly take a few more calls. Let's talk to Roger in Texas. Roger, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Lindsey. How are y'all?
Hi, Roger.
Well, Alex, I just wanted to say thank you for all you do to try to wake up all the sheeple out there. The time is getting short, and I just appreciate what both of y'all have been doing. And I wanted to ask you, Lindsey, do you post your information at the Prophecy Club, or do you have another site?
About a year and a half ago, I was called by this elitist individual and threatened. He said, you close down your website if you don't. And he said what he would do, it wasn't very pleasant. As a result, I do not have a website.
Yeah, that's why we've got to move
materials from time to time.
That's why we got to move quick. But,
let me give you one thing, Alex, and this, our listener will appreciate this. During the commercial break, I just decided I need to give one more thing. Yeah, there's a lot that I could say. I'll agree with you, Alex. Please listen to this carefully, everybody out there. I had to contemplate whether I wanted to say this or not. Both of the Mr. X's of my book, Energy and Iron Crisis, have came down with horrible types of cancer, malignancy. I don't know whether this has happened so. They have given me information over the years. Both of them nearly died. One of them went to the Elizartos treatment in Mexico and was cured. The other one has a son who's a doctor, and they convinced him to go the conventional method in America, and now he's expected to die within the next 2 weeks. I will do this. For those of you who know anyone who has a malignancy, I will call my 800 service after this program and give them the phone number where you positively can be cured of malignancy. And whether this was by chance, but both of the Mr. X's in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, came down with some of the worst forms of cancer. One of them's cured now because of the Alizartos treatment in Mexico, which was given originally, I think, in Spain. And now, of course, the other one is dying.
Okay, we got to move quick here. Let's do a couple more calls if we have time. Let's talk to Ryan in Arizona. You're on the air, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Nice to speak with you and Lindsey again. I really appreciate you as a beacon of truth. I think that your start, you know, as a on public access TV, where you're at today, is a testament to how powerful the truth can be if you work hard and put in the time and effort. And I'd like to ask Lindsey. Me and my wife are both educators here in Arizona, and we've been trying to prepare as best we can. It's pretty hard, you know, when you're making like low 30s, paying for rent and all the other utilities, trying to actually save up some money. And my wife currently has a trust fund that her parents have set up, but she's not able to touch it for a few more years, and I've tried to convince her parents to get into gold, silver, and other, you know, precious metals that are actually tangible that they can own and actually possess and not have to worry about, you know, being invested in the stock market and all of a sudden the dollar crashes and your portfolio is worth nothing.
The only thing they will be able to depend on is the gold and silver they have. All of these other funds, they may or may not be there. And even if they are, what are they going to be worth whenever our present currency collapses? And then how would you change them over to the value of the new currency?
Exactly. So, did your insider friend mention where or what kind of a, is it going to be a global currency maybe, a North American currency?
We already have a global currency. It's called the SDR, and it's above the other currencies. It will just control all your regional currencies. When you read about the G20 with coordinated devaluation, that is the global government. It's a digital cashless currency amongst themselves, but over time, they're just going to go to a global cashless thumbprint face scan system. That's their plan. They'll bypass it all and then finally just get rid of your regional currencies altogether. But the world government is already here, and I appreciate your call there, Ryan. Ramon, Al, Lori, Bill, we'll get to you, but Lindsey Williams has got to go. Lindsey, I appreciate you coming on with us, and I look forward to having you touch base with us in the near future. God bless you, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. H-O-M-E-G-A-I-N.com. Check them out today.
I'm that voice inside your head. I'm the enemy. Pretend. What have I say?
What if I say I'm not like the others?
What if I say
I'm not just another part of your place?
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
What if I say I'm not like the others?
That's the key. You know, we could try to get farms and hide out and get ready. That's only one part of the equation. The other part is getting out there and saying, that's the criminals. They're the tyranny. Those are the bad guys. That's the problem. Right there. That's how we stop this globalist takeover. We get our fighting spirit back. The globalists have tried to sell us that it's some type of attribute to be cynical and not involved. But that's only so they can isolate you in a whole nation of people that don't care about each other so we can all be isolated and controlled. Now, I've got Michael Swerling in here, who worked here when he was in high school and now is the owner for many years of KSCO. AM 1080 here in Santa Cruz, blasting out, you know, all over the state. And, of course, they also have KOMY AM 1340, and we're on both those stations. We're on KOMY during the day and at night on KSCO, some of our great affiliates here. But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson in because I'm always talking to him up at the Minnesota studios. I'm in the Texas studios. But Ted came down here to hang out with me this weekend. And, Ted, I'm glad we got to hook up here.
Oh, it's great, and it's really awesome to be just sitting right next to you, Alex. It's been so long since we've seen each other, and what a great day to do it. Gold is running up like crazy. The G20, you're talking about the...
When was the last time I saw you in person? It was with the Ventura Willie Nelson thing?
Yeah, we came down for that concert.
Time flies.
It sure does. I mean, that's when you had a little tiny baby, and it was just, you could hold them in the arms, one arm easily, and now that little girl's running around, you can talk to her, and she's just raising Cain at home, isn't she?
Time flies.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, you're talking about the globalists and what's going on. The G20 right now is really messing with the U.S. dollar. I mean, like, the other countries are teaming up to drive the United States dollar down, and that's the reason why we're having the flop right now. The dollar is falling, and we're seeing gold rise back up again. Everybody was backing away from gold. It was all over. The country had solved all of its economic problems, and gold was going to go down back to that $400 an ounce.
Well, this happens every 2 weeks.
It sure does, and now it's going back up again. Of course, today, gold is at a high of $1,347.90 already, almost $1,350 an ounce. I mean, we were sitting at $13.20-something.
And that's because they announced more dollar devaluation.
Exactly, and that's coming right out of the G20. And, of course, Bloomberg, I mean, here's a headline right here. Gold gains as dollar drops. Palladium soars to highest level since 2001.
Yeah, you don't look at a weekly graph. You look at not even a monthly graph. You look at a yearly graph.
Yeah.
And if you look at a graph, it's going straight up.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, if people want to take advantage of it, I tell you, we dropped the franc down to $296 an ounce. That you get the full year of the international forecaster, which is $159 value. So you can see
that's a great deal on that coin, even without the newsletter.
It is without the newsletter. But the thing about it is, I mean, people need to own gold. They need to start considering gold instead of paper.
What about folks that want to get into silver? A lot of experts say that's the sleeper. What's your deal on those silver half dollars?
Well, that's the thing, Alex. The Walking Liberty halves are at $13 and some odd cents. I can't even remember what the change number is, but right now. $13.33, and I'm trading them right now at $11.77. So that is just spectacular. And, you know, I know there's a lot of new listeners with the KCSO audience here. We're looking at $26.45 for The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's the best book on the Fed out there, bar none. And when we put the full, silver dollar into the coin that was used back at the turn of the century is money.
Yeah, those are going for about $25 a piece and then a 1995 book. And so you're selling this for $19.95, $6 shipping. So you're basically losing 20, 30 bucks on this?
Yeah, that's what's going on with that. But, I mean, what a great way to get involved in the precious metals market. It's a great way for us to introduce you to Midas Resources. And, you know, and you'll have a book. By the time you get done reading this book, and if you have any hair left on your head, then you might be considering buying gold and silver. You know, it's just, it's one of those things. What, you know,
Zwirling's in here shooting a YouTube video.
Yeah, here he is. We're going to be on, I guess we'll be posted up on the internet. But anyways, Alex, all I can say is that it's just one of those times where, you know, we've had the market drop. People get the opportunity to buy for some reason, and I wish people would stop doing this. It would make it more difficult for me to offer great deals. But people quit buying when the market goes down. And I don't know why that is. I step in and I buy. I've got a, of course, I talk to you. It's between you and me. But there will be some new coins coming out that support the campaign for liberty very soon, as soon as I get that stock.
Bottom line, though, people can buy when it's high, but buy at the old low price because you don't go up, even though the market goes up until you sell out of the coins. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Call Midas Resources today. A great sponsor of the show, but quite frankly, there isn't much sponsorship at these prices. This is a loss leader, ladies and gentlemen. 800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com. And they've got all the gold news and information up there. Also at GCNLive.com. Ted, on a side issue, the FreedomWorks Tea Party website got hacked and taken down last week. And I didn't even know about that on Friday until they brought it in late in the show. I had known you'd called me that morning. You were already in California. And I talked to your engineer and your web people. They got somehow the code. They broke the code. They got into the server. They destroyed the server. And you guys have got the site, you know, almost completely back up right now. You're just trying to get the WordPress reloaded and things at GCNLive.com. And then we had a bunch of our streams go down that night. And we're not the types of folks that sit there and every time we have an internet problem say we were hacked. I mean, I have web experts. I have people, engineers on this. We've had people hack in years ago and, post a naked lady on a motorcycle. I mean, these are actual hack attacks, and we built up systems to try to block that. But it's interesting that we got attacked at the same time they did, and it just shows that this whole crowd of globalists are really getting concerned. What ended up happening with that attack on the servers?
Well, it was definitely a cyber attack. There's no question about it. And I think it was a government thing too. I think it's an ops thing, Alex, because they attacked the liberty-minded type people. I mean, that's why I called you just to warn you, that there's something going on with me. They may be hitting Infowars.com. Of course, none of us want to ever see that go down. But they did. They came in and they hit the first server. They put in some code that would harvest the passwords. And then they'd pass the passwords back. And after that, it was just a matter of installing some malicious software. And it was, it started to attack our servers.
We've had our YouTube channels hacked.
Yeah, so that, it's a shame that stuff happens, but it does. It gives us a lesson on, how security works and how much more secure we need to be. But
the point is, a lot of people don't want this information getting out. Folks, if you want to take advantage of those gold and silver deals, 800-686-2237. I'd get involved today. 800-686-2237. In closing, Ted, what did you think of the event last night?
Oh, the event was awesome, and the people loved you, Alex, and of course, we really loved the people. I was just so grateful to see that group come up and to have the support that we have. It's humbling and I just, it's exciting at the same time.
It kind of freaks me out though to have people, looking at me like I'm Mother Teresa or something. I don't like it, quite frankly.
Well,
I like great folks coming out, but people like, oh please, we're hoping you. Oh, you're our only hope, and I'm like, if I'm our only hope, we're in deep trouble. I mean, I'm not Obi-Wan Kenobi. Those nice women were like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, literally save us. I was just like, my God. I mean, 4 hours of me, I was like, these people must be sick of this. They're like, no more, don't leave.
Yeah, there was definitely an ovation, and they wanted more. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to tonight. Sold out crowd both nights. We probably could do a third night and sell it out again. That's how big this has become. That's how important liberty is.
Well, we were having events with 1,200, 1,400 people 5-6 years ago. So I just don't do these events because I'm so tied down on the films, the news websites, what we're doing. Ted Anderson, look forward to talking to you again, hanging out with you tonight. God bless you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. That's Ted Anderson. Now, I could spend 5 hours with this guy, and unfortunately, we only have about 12 minutes left in total broadcast time with Michael Swerling. Michael, why don't you get up on that microphone there, MZ. MZ, briefly, tell folks about your history in radio and KSCO and how the towers are built out over the ocean. I mean, this is a really neat place, and how this is the only RCA-modeled, you know, building built just for a radio station in the country, and the event, and then your take politically on what's happening in the world.
Nice to be on your show, Obi-Wan Kajones.
And Swirling's got his iPhone over here videotaping this while he's on air.
Yeah.
And he's got target, what do they call that in the military? Target psychosis. Because he's fighter pilots in World War II would be flying in, shooting up a train or a troop column, and they would just keep flying and then just run right into the target because they were so focused on shooting at the target. The Swirling has handed over the video camera. Go ahead.
Okay, so where do we start? The history of KSCO?
Yes.
Okay, it was built in 1947 to RCA specifications in a to be a radio station. I don't know if there are any other buildings left like this that are operating radio stations in the United States.
The answer is no.
Yeah, Bill says no, and he would.
You guys got the traffic news guy in here. You said he's been here 40 years?
Don Hissing's running the board in the main control room. He's been here. He's in his 45th year.
Yeah, Don was here when I was a high school guy running Santa Cruz High School.
I want to know what John's eating and drinking. That guy looks like he's injecting growth hormone with a turkey baster. I mean, he looks like he's in good shape.
And the lady on the lower right behind.
Oh, that's
the
your mother. Yes.
Yeah, there's Kay of Kay's Commentary. She's the reason behind my love of talk radio. She used to wake us kids up in the with the house intercom. To talk radio, and I became addicted to it. And I always thought that this radio station, which was sort of an old fogey music station, right?
Watch it now.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's right.
Montavani music and so forth. Nothing very exciting.
We had a program when I came to work here as the last hire of the original owner. That's how long I've been here. We had a program called Music for Dining.
Music in a quiet mood.
We would announce it like this, you know. I'm serious. It was wild.
Yeah.
The guy who built the radio station.
I saw some Pavarotti records back there, too.
We carried the New York Metropolitan Opera live. That was it was a 45-minute process to hook it up on balanced pair lines all the way from New York.
It's Target narcosis, excuse me.
It was wild. It was and Michael of course tells the great story of being on the Santa Cruz High School radio program that the original owner Vernon provided to the high school. They had their own show, and
for kids who were interested in future careers in broadcasting when there actually were some careers in broadcasting.
Yeah, and Michael got on and actually it's a widely known misquote. He didn't actually make a flatulence noise. He actually made what was a raspberry, but the boss thought it was a flatulent noise.
Would you like to hear the noise? I could do it again. 40 something years later.
Now we're becoming our.
I'm
going to
turn it down while you do it. Go ahead.
All it was.
But
I thought we'd done the best show ever.
But you showed them. You now own the stations.
I told the guy right when he came in and said, "Swirling, you're through. You don't make a fart noise on KS." I said, "Hey, I'm sounding like you a little bit here." But you don't make a fart noise on KSCO, and you're finished. And I said, "Oh, I never liked Mr. Berlin very much, and I figure I had nothing to lose, so I told him off." And everybody else who was on the staff resigned in protest.
The high school staff.
So I felt
the high school staff.
It was really good. And I said, "Someday I'm going to own this place." So it took about 26 years after that, but then that was 1991 when. I had the opportunity to purchase the radio station here.
And check this out. Here's the other fact that's just mind-blowing. The station went on the air on September 21st, 1947, and in its entire existence, it's only had three owners, two of which are families, local families.
Yeah.
Wild. It's a wild history.
No, this is classic radio. It looks like the studio. Looks like you've got the old signs out front.
Yeah. The studio you're sitting in has hosted Woody Herman and the Thundering Herd, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Hilo Hattie, a really bunch of famous people have played in this studio, played music.
And also, you've got a lot of locals here who are very well known, like Clint Eastwood, that are listeners.
I don't know how much Clint listens, but he certainly can if he wants to.
Well, you said you've talked to him.
I talked with him once. I wanted to get
twice.
Him.
Twice.
We've done, that's right, twice.
He said Ronald Reagan was his favorite president.
That's right.
We've done events with the SPCA and another listener on the other side of the bay,
Doris Day is just not bragging now.
No, this
is the coolest thing. I've tried for years to get Doris Day on the radio, and we found a way to do it. We had to go because she's an Aminal lover.
She's a fan of your mom, isn't she?
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We finally got her on for about 10 minutes, and I thought we were going to talk about Aminals. And all Doris Day wanted to talk about was my mom. Tell your mother I love her. Give her a big hug for me. Because she likes my mom's commentaries. I felt great. So anyhow, I always wanted KSCO to be a voice for everyone. And I think it's become a voice for everyone.
Well, also, you know, a lot of stations are picking up the show. It's accelerated, especially in the last year. But I remember you going back 2 years ago thinking about putting me on, and you got a lot of heat doing it, but it's turned out to be really good. And last night was an amazing spectacle.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So it's great, Alex. There's nothing but good stuff ahead, I think.
Except we just talked about the whole world going to Hades in a handbasket.
Well, but I think there's nothing but good stuff ahead because what I saw last night, and these are people from all walks of life. They're not in any particular group.
It's very wide strata, very
total,
wide.
Total. And that was very gratifying to me.
I think the more people that get the word and get the idea that it's a planned meltdown, I think that part is important.
I think it's key.
Yeah.
And it is planned. I mean, that came out in the Goldman Sachs Timberwolf emails.
Well, you just listened to your last guest for 45 minutes, and I, to tell you the truth, Alex, I'd never heard him before. I guess I've missed all the shows where he's been on, but that dude is scary. he's got the inside track from some people who know, and you listen to him, and he's scary. That, you know, that stuff he's talking about is, you know, that's not fun.
Well, but it's right here in the headlines as well, unfortunately.
And it's funny, though, how you don't pick it up. I mean, even though you read the separate stories and you don't put it all together until you hear somebody like him put it together and you go, whoa, that's, wow. I guess that's what the event last night and tonight are all about.
Well, the good news is there is a huge awakening. America and the world is awakened, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said a few months ago. But it's like you just woke up from a sleep. You're still getting your bearings.
Your energy has an awful lot to do with that. Now, I know you think the world of Dr. Stan Monteith, as do I.
We got to go to break, sir.
Okay.
We come right back. We'll go there.
Okay, good.
With MZ, the owner of 1080 KSCO. And, of course, KOMYAM 1340. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got, a republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. I just want to say great job to the crew up in Minnesota and the crew in Austin, Texas, and the great crew down here at KSCO. We're almost out of time. I'll be speaking tonight and then back to Austin tomorrow. And these are times that try men's souls. It was the best of times, the worst of times. We don't know how good liberty is until we start to lose it. So we have talked about some depressing issues, but facing these will let us have a fighting chance against it. Michael Zwirling, you got interrupted by the break. You were talking about Dr. Stan Monteith.
And this was in very good times, Alex. I've known Dr. Stan for about 42 years. In high school, when I was a senior in high school, he had to take high school government, which I wasn't happy about. But my teacher, Mr. Bob Listener, was great. He was fantastic. He made it so interesting. He would expose us to every position. He would send us to an ACLU meeting one night for homework, and then the next day he would have Dr. Stan Monteith come and talk to our class. And we always believed that Dr. Stan was an amazing orator and speaker, but we would sort of roll our eyes and look at each other about the stuff that he was saying and predicting 40 plus years ago. And man, was he right on. Was he right on.
And he was there 81 last night.
Yeah, he showed
very
up.
Very distinguished gentleman.
And we hope he'll show up tonight. I've talked with him on the telephone today, and there's a chance he'll show up tonight, although he does have to get on the radio to do his own radio, one of his own several hours that he does daily. And I think he's on
Genesis. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, Dr. Stan is right here in Santa Cruz in KSCO land, and it's pretty amazing. But what you're doing, because of you understand the power of new media, that so many people, that the broadcast industry, and Ted does too, by the way, that the broadcast industry does not understand. They're clueless. They have no idea. They have no idea what the power of new media is, although they say they do. They all have fancy websites that they've hired some corporate company that just stamps them out, you know, and it's just like there's nothing there. There's no heart and soul, you know.
It's empty
anything
calories.
That's corporate. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we're very proud of being local and original. And it'd be nice. I mean, we may well be doing some programming with Genesis, but we want to do our best to keep the programming, the live and local, you know, connect with the audience type programming that you've been able to do very efficiently.
I have to say, KSCO is what talk radio really should be.
Yeah.
I mean, because being here the last few days, being able to hear all the incredibly diverse people you have on, especially your weekend lineup, and of course, not just KSCO, but KOMY 1340, and the website's KSCO.com.
Yeah. So, and the other thing, this first time we've ever used our website to sell all the tickets. I said, that's the only way you can get tickets. Just go to KSCO.com and click on the banner. And everybody did that. And we were able to get an electronic list, just like the airlines, you know. I can't remember the last time I got a paper ticket from the airlines. Everything's electronic now. I get into the system, and when you get there and you check in, you just show your ID. And they say, yep, you're on the list. You get to go in. So that's what we did yesterday at the Coconut Grove, and we'll do it tonight again.
Well, I didn't really understand the alternative media. I was, you know, going back 15 years ago, I was just trying to reach people any way I could. So whether it was Access TV or the internet or local radio or, you know, whatever it was, instead of, you know, having a newsletter, I started making films in 1996 and 1997. And then that whole way of reaching people, we've reached hundreds and hundreds of millions. I mean, think about that. Just in the last few years, with these films for free online, we couldn't do any of it without you, the supporters, going to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and GCNLive.com and supporting us and spreading the word. It's amazing what we're doing. I'm sorry to other callers. We're out of time. Great job to Bill Graff, the engineer, and everybody here and the program director, our general manager, Michael Olson, who came in with us earlier. In fact, you'll be able to hear him right now. Retransmission starts at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.